examining the viral culture that creates instant fame. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Culture in the digital age is being created from the ground up, and just about anyone with a computer or smartphone can become a content-producing superstar. That's according to Bill Wasik, a senior editor at Harper's Magazine and author of the book And Then There's This, How Stories Live and Die in Viral Culture. Wasik is credited with creating the flash mob concept, a social experiment that used email to instantly organize groups of people for political or artistic purposes. Wasik is interested in the so-called viral spread of ideas, trends, stories, and videos on the internet. The unlikely fame of singer Susan Boyle is one good example, or the YouTube video of a fight aboard an Oakland, California city bus that's currently making the rounds. I asked Wasik what it is that makes content go viral.
There needs to be some reason why somebody's going to look at it and then forward it along to somebody else, whether it be, you know, their girlfriend or their mom or their, you know, uncle or whoever. And for that reason, you know, it needs to be something that touches on the stuff of human conversation, you know, the kinds of things that we talk to each other about. You know, if you have a certain kind of relationship with your dad, you know, you might send him something about cars, or you might send him something about, you know, father-son relationships. The things that go viral are the things that speak to the human relationships that we have.
So it's really sort of nice and interesting when something goes viral on the internet sort of organically, but marketers and PR folks and bloggers often consciously try to make something go viral. Can you consciously create a viral experience?
What I'm not sure works very well is so-called viral marketing, the idea that you make something that goes viral with the idea that you're thereby going to sell some other, you know, unrelated product, you know, whether it's a car or, you know, your movie or your album or that sort of thing. You know, for better or for worse, this viral content is very much about the sort of immediate experience of enjoying it and wanting to pass it along. And, you know, people tend to have a few minutes of pleasure seeing something, and then they tend to send it along and then be on to the next thing. But in terms of consciously making things go viral, I mean, yeah, and I think, like I said, there aren't any rules to it, but I think that people spend a lot of time looking at the other things that people are going crazy about online, you know, whether it's funny little videos or, you know, especially contagious songs that people have released on their MySpace page, or, you know, or political arguments that people put on their, you know, their politics blogs or what have you. I think people sort of look at the other things that succeed, and, you know, consciously or subconsciously, that seeps into how people make more of it online.
What are the downsides to viral culture? Is there anything bad about what's going on?
I worry a lot about the speed and the churn of internet culture. I feel like that there's a culture created online that encourages us to look at something really quickly and then move along to the next thing, because, you know, there are all of these hypertextual links, you know, that are encouraging us to jump along from item to item to item. It sort of accelerates this media culture of sound bites and of short-lived phenomena, and in general sort of distracts us from bigger term issues, both in the world at large and in terms of things we're trying to accomplish in our own lives.
Bill Wasik is author of And Then There's This, How Stories Live and Die in Viral Culture. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.